Poland agrees new state pension for mothers who dedicated lives to bringing up families. By Victoria Friedman on January 31, 2019. Lawmakers in Poland's lower house of parliament have approved a maternal pension for women who have raised four or more children and who deserve gratitude and respect for their contribution to society. The legislation was passed with 259 in favor, 20 against, 134 abstentions. In the Conservative Law and Justice Party-controlled Sejm on Thursday, Radio Poland reports. The bill will go to the Senate, upper house, for further debate before being signed into law by President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said last week his government's Mom4Plus provision aims to benefit and recognize mothers and grandmothers who have devoted their lives to bringing up children and who deserve gratitude and respect from the state and society. Minister for Family, Labor, and Social Policy Elżbieta Rafalska told media last week, "This project is awaited and very much accepted by society. It shows that this effort of raising many children enjoys significant support among Poles. Expected to benefit some 90,000 Polish women. The maternal pensions aim to solve the problem of women who have been mothers to four or more children, and due to being out of the workforce are unable to claim a minimum state pension. Set to be launched on March 1, it will be paid to all applicable women who have reached the retirement age of 60, with men able to apply if their wife has died or deserted the family. The program is expected to cost in the region of 11 billion zlotys, 2.26 billion pounds, $2.92 billion, over the next 10 years, with 800 million zlotys set aside for this year alone. The family-friendly fiscal policies of the Conservative government also include a payment to parents of 500 zlotys per second and subsequent child and are part of Law and Justice's pledge to raise the country's population, naturally, to 38 million without the need for mass migration from the Third World, the preferred method in Western Europe where migration alone accounts for population growth in Germany and Sweden. Poland's Central European ally Hungary has also introduced pro-family reforms, where last spring the country's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán pledged to make demography his first priority. Italy, controlled since last year by a right populist coalition, also proposed giving farmland to parents who are expecting their third child. The country's Deputy Prime Minister and Interior Minister Matteo Salvini said it was crucial to reverse the demographic decline in Europe, saying, "A country which does not create children is destined to die."